We need to lower the voting age to 16. And before I get into the nitty-gritty details of why, I'd like to introduce someone very special. Me, third grade Camille. Besides being a stone-cold stunner, Camille likes puppies, kittens, horses, aka secret unicorns, and things that are the color yellow. And Camille also has a dream that one day everyone will cycle and think more about global warming. The first time I heard about global warming was in third grade when our class got a recycling bin, and I didn't know what it was. So, using my resources, I discovered global warming is two things. It is bad, and it affects everyone, including puppies, kittens, horses, aka secret unicorns, and even things that are the color yellow. I was very upset, so I decided to ask my teacher, what can I do to help, and how can I stop it? She told me, you are too young to be worrying about that. It is for us adults to deal with. And I remember my reaction, because it's the same reaction I have when I hear arguments saying that 16-year-olds shouldn't vote. And it's also the same reaction I had when I discovered the scam behind Picture Day at preschool, because I didn't understand if something affects everyone, then it affects people who just popped out of the womb to people who are 150 years old. It doesn't matter. And if it affects you, shouldn't you be able to say something about it? Fast forward to the school shootings from Sandy Hook to Parkland. You know, Vermont is very lucky. We haven't had a shooting incident. Because it's very, very tragic, obviously. But we're also told quite often that we're a safe state. Vermont is one of the 30 states with no minimum age requirement to own a rifle or a shotgun, and one of the 33 states where people 16 and under are allowed to own weapons. It is one of these four states, Arizona, Alaska, Wyoming, and Vermont, that 16-year-olds can own a concealed handgun without a permit. 16-year-olds can also drive, work, pay taxes, give consent legally, can register as an organ donor, get a passport, and begin the process of emancipating themselves from their families. And yes, 16-year-olds do pay taxes. And when you pay taxes as a 16-year-old, it's a lot like walking into a grocery store and you hand your money to the cashiers and they buy everything for you, regardless of your allergies or what you like and don't like. To be honest, nobody wants that, and nobody likes prunes. So, if we can do all of these things, why can't we vote? Because you don't need a ballot to play games on your phone. And we're children. And democracy will suffer from the stupid decisions of 16-year-olds. Allowing young people to vote would dumb down our political discourse. And teens are too stupid to handle politics. And according to the world, our brain activities are all about our first love, getting our driving license, gaming, longing for more sleep, procrastination, doing things later with the number 8 in it, rolling on the floor, and whatever. Now, I don't know about you, but I don't know anyone who thinks of the word later with the number 8 in it. No one does. But this image, when I look at it, reminds me of another one that we've seen in the past during the women's suffrage movement. A drawing of a woman's mind going over nothing but fashion trends, boxes of chocolates, love letters, marriage, and their offspring. This was published. And then, those quotes remind me of these ones. You do not need a ballot to clean out your sink spout. That we're housewives. Democracy will fall due to the voice of the black man. And blacks won't understand the complex political conversations. We will be forced to simplify. And that women are too delicate to vote. These comments and these arguments against allowing 16-year-olds to vote, if I were to be nice to them, I would just call them condescending. But the truth is, they are lies to stereotype America's youth. And they are fear tactics to prevent us from voting. And we've seen it in the past, and they're not that creative or original anymore. So everybody thinks that 16-year-olds are stupid. But no 16-year-old is going to vote for Donald Duck in office. That's not going to happen. And we're not children. If 18 is the age of majority, then 16-year-olds are only 2 years younger than that. So we're young adults, and we should be treated as such. If we pay taxes into a system, we should be allowed to say what happens in that system. We're not stupid. We care about different issues. We don't just care about the games on our phone. I know that when I'm allowed to vote, I'm going to be casting my first vote to help the generations to follow after me.